From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Marita Abramovic has long last listed her Hudson property for sale more than 2 years after announcing she would abandon plans to create performance art space in the former community theater at 614-620 Columbia Street. The 16,665-square-foot Greek Revival structure was built in the 1920s and has an asking price of $1.47 million. It has been listed by Halsted Hudson Valley Realtors. The City of Hudson's 2019 final assessment roll lists the property's full market value at $1 million. Abramovic announced in October 2017 that she would end her five-year quest to establish a center for the preservation of performing arts in Hudson. Giannis Party is reporting for WRGB-TV. For the fourth consecutive year, the minimum hourly wage is going up in the state of New York. Beginning December 31st, minimum wage workers upstate will earn $11.80 an hour, an increase of 70 cents. The hourly wage for fast food workers will go up $1 to $13.75. And for the first time since the wage increases began in 2016, tip workers in upstate New York will see their hourly rate increase from $7.50 to $7.85. An analysis released by the state's Division of Budget this month found the annual increases have had negligible or insignificant effects on labor markets. Assemblymember John McDonnell, a Democrat representing Cohoes and Rensselaer, said, and I quote, "We are in an all-time high in the number of individuals working in the private sector, which to me means that it's not having a negative impact on business," end quote. McDonnell and other lawmakers question whether the higher pay for fast food workers is fair, however. McDonnell said, and I quote, "I would dare say, yes, fine, it's great that somebody can make $15 an hour flipping a burger at McDonald's. But more meaningful work and more challenging work is being done caring for people with disabilities, caring for the elderly, caring for children," end quote. He says the state needs to do more to support workers in the human services industry and plans to work on the issue with the governor during the upcoming legislative session. Read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. Caitlin Cordero and John W. Barry are reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal. Dutchess County District Attorney William Great has announced less than a week away from the start of his 10th four-year term, he does not intend to run for re-election in 2023. He will have held the position for 40 years, ending his run as the longest-serving DA in the state of New York. Grady said, and I quote, "The hard reality is that I am 77 years of age and I've dedicated over 50 years of my career to public service. It's come time to move on and enjoy my grandchildren and other interests in life," end quote. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, in a statement, lauded Grady for his, and I quote, "faithful," end quote, service to Dutchess County residents. Grady has served in the post since 1984, much of the time running unopposed. However, in November, the Republican won his re-election bid against Democrat Richard A. Berube by 843 votes, the first time he was challenged since 1995. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Division of Consumer Affairs of the Ulster County District Attorney's Office is telling consumers that if your phone rings once and stops, do not call the number back. That one-ring call may be a phone scam that charges a fee for making that connection, as well as high permanent fees for as long as the caller is kept on the phone. The one-ring calls may appear to be from a U.S. phone number, but savvy scammers often use international numbers from regions that also begin with three-digit codes. Scammers may also use spoofing techniques to further mask the number in the phone caller's ID display. Variations on the scam rely on phony voicemail messages urging the person to call a number with an unfamiliar area code to schedule a delivery or to get news about a sick relative. To avoid the scam, do not answer or return calls from unrecognized numbers. Before calling unfamiliar numbers, check to see if the area code is international. Always be cautious, even if the number appears to be real. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Joe Mahoney is reporting for Lockport Union Sun and Journal on the number of bills recently vetoed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The governor killed legislation designed to create an independent office of utility consumer advocate. In his veto message, Cuomo said the bill was redundant because the State Department of Public Service and the Department of State's Utility Intervention Unit protect consumer interests. Cuomo also vetoed a bill that would have regulated pharmacy benefit managers, the specialists involved in the processing and payment of prescription drug claims. Cuomo said the bill would increase administrative costs and generate, and I quote, anti-competitive conduct, end quote. He also rejected a bill that would have authorized federal judges to preside at weddings in the state, saying the federal judiciary is now partially populated with presidential appointees. Cuomo said in a veto message, and I quote, President Trump does not embody who we are as New Yorkers, end quote. The governor also used another veto to reject legislation that would have legalized the use of electric bikes and scooters statewide, citing safety concerns, such as the lack of helmet requirements. Former Assembly member Richard Brodsky said the governor's recent vetoes are notable because they reject legislation passed by lawmakers in his own party. Brooklyn Democrat said that since the Democrats gained control of the Senate, Cuomo has used his veto more than when the GOP ran the legislature's upper chamber. Read the full story in the Lockport Union Sun and Journal. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.